Ve'omar, we're up to Tesvot Amid Beis Dalei Shura. Ve'omar Rabbi Chome ve'Rabbi Chanine, Lama Nismechu Oiholim le'Necholim. Why is Oiholim written next to Necholim? Tachsiv ki Necholim nitoyu, Ganes alayno, Ka'holim nota lo'imaloch. Ma necholim malin es ha'odom mitumel le'tayro, af oiholim malin es ha'odom mikaf choyvo le'kaf schus. First let us see, there's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi says, oiholim le'necholim, so k'necholim nitoyu, that's the necholim, and then we have ka'aholim nota. So that's oiholim. So af oiholim bote midroshes. So that's male sa'odom. Oiholim, how does one plant an oihil? So Rashi says, oiholim loshen netiye neifelos behem, shenemar vayita ole apadnoi. So past aloshen oihel, aloshen netiye by oiholim also. Taisa says, Oiholim l'necholim, Perish ha-kuntres, Tachsiv k'necholim nitoyu, Ka'aholim nota, V'li nire, and Taisa does not like this pshat, Da'aholim da'hai kro, Lav loshen oyel. Aholim is not a loshen of a oyel, El a loshen psamim. So we're not speaking about Aholim over here. Elanire midesamech matoibu oiholecho lekinecholim nitoyu. Right before this posik, it says matoibu oiholecho yakiv mishkanesecha Yisrael, kinecholim nitoyu. So that is we're makish, the samuch, the oiholim in the first posik, matoibu oiholecho yakiv kinecholim nitoyu. That is shitas ha-Tosfos. Rashi did not want to learn like Tosfos. So the Achronim say, first of all, the Loshon HaGemore is mashme like Rashi. Because the Gemore says as follows. Lama nismecha oiholim l'necholim. So if we are speaking of the oiholim, which is written after the necholim, so then it's very good. Lama nismecha, that means it says necholim, and after necholim it says eholim. So why does it say eholim next to necholim? If it would be according to Tosfos, it's the other way around. It should have said lama nismecha necholim ki eholim. That's pshat in the Gemara. Why Rashi didn't want to learn like Tosfos? So the Shleima Mishnasi wants to say that Matoibu oiholecho yakoiv, Rashi held, does not go on the oihole bote midroshim, it goes on the oiholim that they lived in. The Gemara says in Seif Cheska Sabatim, Shloihoyu pischeim mechuvonis ze keneged ze. That Bilam was nespoiled, there was no hezekriya from one oihel to the other oihel, because the pischeim were not mechuvin ze keneged ze, one could not look in to see what the other one is doing in his oihel. So that is not speaking about Beis Medrash. Mishkan Eisecho Yisrael, Rashi says in Chumash, this is going on the botei mikdoshesh shenechavu, that there are mashkin for Klal Yisrael. Shavach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kasei al Eitzav Avonov. So that's also not speaking about the oiholim shel Torah. It's speaking about the mishkin shenismashkin b'avneisem shel Yisrael. So therefore, Rashi learned that it's speaking about ka'aholim. The Targum says that aholim means psamim. So Rashi held this Gemara held ka'aholim is a loshen of oihel. Now the Gemara says a gewaldike meile of a oyel of a base medrash. The Gemara is medame a oihel to a nachal, to a mikveh. Just like a mikveh, the person who was first tomei becomes a toher. That means the mikveh is mahapach a tomei liyos toher. So the oiholim shal toire is mahapach a person who's full of chayves, he becomes full of schuyes. The on of Yosef says, Gevalde kechidish, al yedei limud ha-teire, nepach ha-ovain l'schus, k'moi b'tshuve me'ave. There's such a koyach of teire, that teire is mahapach. It becomes nepchu l'schuyais. Agavuchen, meiles ha-teire, the sefer that the Goyin's brother wrote, so the whole Seif is written on Torah, but he starts off, Kol Iker Geder Hatshuve, Vahaschaloso Hua Torah, Vigam Mechaperes Al Kol Ho Avoinis. So the Dover HaMahapech Mikav Choyvo Lekav Schus, that is the Koyach HaTorah. HaKoyre LeMafreya Lo Yotzo. Now, this we had in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and there's really a machloikis, what is the exact translation of HaKoyre LeMafreya. Rashi Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph said as follows, Dibra Maschol Midvorim HaDvorim, so Rashi says, V'loy LeMafreya, Kegoin U'bishorecho Beisecho Mezuzoi. The Turei Even, so that means he said the words backwards. That's HaKoyre LeMafreya Lo Yotzo. The Turei Even in Megillah asks on Rashi, he says you don't need a limud for that. HaKoyre LeMafreya means he's a koyre, but he's not saying it keseder. He says the way Rashi says that it's a latonis, it's not a kriya. He's saying backwards, the words don't make sense backwards. So that wouldn't fall into the category of HaKoyre LeMafreya. So therefore the Turei Even in the Rashba say pshat that HaKoyre LeMafreya means something else. That means you have a whole set of psukim, and he said Pasuk Gimel before Pasuk Beis, but Pasuk Gimel makes sense, Pasuk Beis makes sense. So he said everything. But he didn't say it in the Seder the way it is written. That is called HaKoyre LeMafreya, and that, forget that, you need a posik, that one is not Yoitze. But Rashi's case, he says that's not called HaKoyre. The Bir Haloche, in Simen Samach Dalet, asks a Shaila, there is a Mechloikes, a Poiskim, what is the Kriyishma Diyaraisa? How much does one have to say in order to be Yoitza the Kriyishma Diyaraisa? So there's one Madiyama that holds the first Pasuk is the Raisa, one holds the first Parshas are the Raisa, one holds the first two Parshas are the Raises. So the Biraloche asks, if we hold the first Pasuk is a Diyaraisa, so how does one say, what is the case of LeMafreya? So he says, there l'chayri, you'll have to say, like Rashi, you have to say the words backwards. If you have the first parsha, so then, so he's saying psukim, so he said one posik, before the second posik. But like this l'chayri, hitainis, you'll have to say, the way Rashi says, we have take ha'ore from the Turei Even, al-koponimais is called ha'koyre. Let us go further. Rabbi Ami ve Rabbi Asi have kokotrin lei ganone le Rabbi Lozo. They were putting together, tying together a chuppah for Rabbi Lozo. And it seems it was a dovel choshuv that they were mevatel des man in order to simchas chosen vekales, so memela they were oisik in putting together the chuppah. Amalahu, so Rabbi Loz, it seems he wasn't working on the chuppah, to worry not, it was his chuppah. Amalahu, adahochi vahochi, ezel ve'esh ma'milse debay midroshe, ve'esi ve'emalahu. In the meantime, I'll go, you're Isaac b'mitzvah, so I'll go and go to the base medrash, and I'll have something what to tell you.
Ozel Ashkechei Letane, Diktoni Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. He learned as follows. He said over Barais in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Koro v'toe, ve'eina yedeya leheichan toe. He doesn't know exactly where he made the mistake. Be'emtza peirik, yachso l'roish. Bein peirik l'peirik, yachso l'peirik rishin. Bein ksiva l'ksiva, yachso l'ksiva rishayna. Let us first keep shot in this. What does Rashi say? Kotrin lei ganone, koishrin lei chupe la'siya ishe. Yachso l'roish. Keep going. Shahoya yoideya shebe peirik zeto. He knows he made a mistake in this peirik. V'dolak. He knows he skipped over something. Avol eina yedeya be'ezei moka im boito. Where did he make the mistake? That's, so he goes back to the, he doesn't know where, so he goes back. Yachzel l'tchilas ha'peirik. He goes back in the beginning. If he doesn't know where he made the mistake from, he goes back to the beginning of the peirik. Yachzer leperik rishin, he doesn't, yachzer leperik rishin, lehefsek rishin bohoya im shamoya. Ben ksiva leksive, sheyedeya shetzorich loima uchsavtom, he has to say now uchsavtom, veine yedeya im rishin im sheini. So he goes back to the first uchsavtom. Let us see Taitzvah. Hakeire eshma ve'ene yedeya leheichen to choyze l'roish. Perish. Mitam she'ene yedeya meheichen to. He doesn't know where he made a mistake, where he was medalik, so therefore he has to go back to the beginning. Avlim hoya yedeya meheichen to she'dolak teva oiposik. He knows, he remembers he skipped over a word. Now he knows where he is, so he skipped over a word, or he skipped over a posik. Ein eitzorech lachzer, ela me'oysa e posik ve'eilech, v'chein b'halol u'megillah. But if he knows where he made the mistake, so then he just goes back. So what is the chiddush of Taisvus? L'chayre, let's push it. So the Pnei Yeshua says, tells us what the chiddush of Taisvus is. That be'emesin, that what we learn, that akoyrei lemafreya lo yotzo. So the makor of this is vahoyu, that the vahoyu advarim kav yoson yu. The words, the psukim should be said the way they're written. So memele, so Taisvus is saying a gevaldik echidish, that if lemaise, let's say he skipped a posik, now he's going, and he said the next posik, now he's going to go back. So that means, let us say as follows. There's Pasuk Beis that he had said. Pasuk Gimel that he skipped. Pasuk Dalet that he said. So he goes back to Pasuk Gimel. He skipped Pasuk Gimel. He goes back to Pasuk Gimel. So the Pnei Yeshua says that Taisus is telling us a Gevaldik Echidish. So how was this said? Pasuk Gimel Kahav Yoson should be after Pasuk Beis. There's a hefsik between Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gimel. Because he said Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Dalet, then Pasuk Gimel and Pasuk Dalet. So there's a hefsik, and if there has to be Kahav Yoson the way it was written, it's not said the way it was written. There's a hefsik. We learn in Hilchos Tkiya Shefa, it is that way. A person, Tkiya, and a true and a Tkiya, there has to be a true has to be after the Tkiya. There'll be a Kail Posel between the Tkiya and the true, so it's not a Tkiya true, it's a Tkiya something else in true. So you have to go back to the Tkiya. So Kahav Yoson that be a Havamine, that is not Kahav Yoson, because a wrong pasuk was said in between. So Taisus says no. The whole Chiddush is Davke, if he doesn't know where to go back, then he goes back to the beginning. If he does know where to go back, then he can go back. There's no chesaron of Kahav Yoson. And now let us make an interesting diuk in Taisus. Let us see again this Taisus. Avu im hoyo yoideya. But if he knows where he made a mistake, shedolak teva, he skipped over a word, oiposik, or he skipped over a posik, Ein eitzach lachzo. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning. Ela mi oisai posik ve'ilach. Now, there's a machlokes achronim. If a person skipped a word, does he go back to that word, or does he go back to the beginning of the posik? The Levush says he can go back to that word. So the Rabbi says, a raya from our Taisa is not like the Levush. Because Taisa speaks of two cases, he skipped a word, or he skipped a posik, and Taisa he goes back to the beginning of the posik. Why doesn't Taisa say he goes back to the word? So by Taisa you don't go back to a word, you go back to the beginning of the posik. That's the Rabbi's raya from this Taisa. Now there's a, so akoponim, so this halacha, akoyri yeshma ven yedei lechen tor, is we are speaking about when a person does not know where the mistake was made. So in order to ensure that he says Krishna correctly, he goes back to the beginning. Unless he knows that the beginning was said good, but akoponim, he has to make sure that he corrects his mistake. The Rabbeinu Yoina asks Akasha, there's a machloikis a poiskim, and there's a machloikis in the Gemara. If Krishma Bechlal, before we said which posik is a deraisa, Shmuel holds the whole Krishma is a derabona. And Shmuel says, Sofik kora Krishma, Sofik loy kora Krishma, if he's mesupik Bechlal, if he lain Krishma or not, Ein ei chayzer v'kayre krishme. He doesn't have to lean over again. The krishme derabonon. That's Shita Shmuel. As the Shmuel says, the whole krishme is a derabonon. So therefore, if he has a sofik in his mind, if he's a sofik, if he lean krishme or not, sofik derabonon lahokel, so he doesn't have to lean krishme over again. So the Rabbeinu Yoina asks Akasha and Shmuel from this beraisa. Here we have a sofik. He doesn't know where he skipped the word. So we say he has to go back to the beginning. And if he bechlal doesn't have Ilein Krishma, he's potter to Ilein Krishma. That's Rabbeinu Yoina's kasha. How does this agree with Shita Shmuel? So the Rabbeinu Yoina says as follows. She'einai daime ze lo ze. The bishalai kara klau, einai chayze v'koyre. The Krishma d'rabona. If he doesn't know Bechlal, if he lain, he doesn't have to lain, because Krishma is a Drabbana. Avol kshehischil likroi, afilu Shmuel moide, shimto yeshle lesakein, kivin shehischil. But if he started laining, and he made a mistake, he has to be mesakein. So, between you and me, you have to understand what he's saying. I mean, what's the chilek? If he doesn't know Bechlal, if he leaned, so then he doesn't have to lean. But if he started leaning, and now he's mesupik, so memela, he has to be mesakin. Why is this sofik darabon alohokul, and this is not sofik darabon alohokul? So we have to understand, what is the taich sofik darabon alohokul? So if we learn, sofik darabon alohokul means, I can take a gamble. I can take a chance. Savik de reise lochumra means, well, there's a 50-50 chance. Did I learn Krishna? Didn't I learn Krishna? I'll take a chance. I took a chance. I'll assume I did learn Krishna. So we could learn, Savik de reise, you're not allowed to take chances. You're not allowed to take chances. Savik de rabbona, you're allowed to take a chance. You're allowed to take a gamble. If we learn like that, it's very difficult to understand the Rabbeinu Yoina. So what's the chilek if my sofik is, if the gamble is, maybe I lain Krishma, and there's a thought I didn't lain, or I'm gonna go back to Pasuk Gimel, or maybe I made a mistake by Pasuk Gimel. If the gather is, one is allowed to make a gamble, then it's very schwer to understand the Rabbeinu Yoina. Could be, the Rabbeinu Yoina learned pshat, sofik, the Rabbona Lahokal is something else in Gansen. There's a Loshen HaGemore, the Gemore says further on Daf Chofei, the Gemara says such a lotion. Ki gozru avadoin asveika isloi gozru. They were talking about Isurim. So the Gemara says the whole darabona was, if you know klor it's also, then there was a gzeira. If you don't know, we never made the gzeira. So it could be, that is pshat. The chiv to lein krishmas pshat is, if I know I did not lein krishmas, such a person is mechuyiv to lein krishmas. If you have your doubts, you're not mechuyiv. The chazal never put a chiv on a person who is mesupik if he's mechuyiv to lein krishmas. If I'm mesupik, let's say, a sovik zach, a sovik nekeva, tumtim, or a sovik kor, a sovik loy kor, if a person who has fakes, if he is mechuyiv to lein krishma, the chazal never put a chiyuv krishma on him. Just like we have such a thing, mamza vada is also, mamza sovik is that also. It's not you're taking a chance. A fellow is a mamza, it's mutter. Because the whole Easter is afke mamza vada, but loy mamza sovik. So this is the same thing. The whole chiyuv is only on a person who knows he is mechuyiv. But now, I know I'm a chuyiv. I'm a chuyiv to lein krishma. I didn't lein krishma. I'm a chuyiv to lein krishma. Now, I'm in the middle of the parsha. Now, I have a suffix. Did I made a mistake? What should I do now? What you should do now? You're a chuyiv to lein. You have to make sure. You can't play Russian roulette with a suffix de rabbonon. Pshat is, if you're a chuyiv, you have to make sure you're a yayf to yachiv. The whole lumdis is that could be a person who is a sovik bal chiyuve, they never put a chiyuv on him. But if you mechuyiv to lein this parsha, you have to make sure to make it, to say it good, and not to make any gambles. That could be pshat in the Rabbeinu Yonah. So let us say the last halacha nachamol, then we'll see Rabbi Yochanan's memory. Ben ksiva l'ksiva yachze l'ksiva rishoyne. If he doesn't know who is up to chsavtom al mezuzah, is the first parasha, the second parasha, yachze l'ksiva rishoyne. Omale Rabbi Yochanan lo yishonu elo sheloi posach b'leman yirbu yemeichem. He did not start saying leman yirbu yemeichem. Aval posach b'leman yirbu yemeichem Silchei nokat va'osti. So Rabbi Yochanan said, he said, "Chsavtam al mezuzos beisecho uvishi yorecho leman," and then he starts chapping the mayap by the first chsavtam, the second chsavtam. So it seems since he got up to leman without thinking, now he found out he's in the middle of learning Krishna. But about kaponim, that he was saying Krishna till the leman, so mestame, that alone is proof that he's up to the second chsavtam. That's how the Rashba and Roiv Paiske Velem Shat na Gemara. Well, see, Rashi is a machudish to kibshat. Osa va'omalahu. So he went and told them. Amrulei ilu leibonu elo lishmoya dovol ze dayenu. We don't see the whole big chiddush over here. No, it's like Rabbi Yochanan said a shtick teire. It was kedai, all the bittul teire which we didn't learn, that we heard this dava. We heard a new halacha which we weren't aware of. Dayen. Let us see Rashi. Ben ksiva leksiva sheyidei shetzach loymar saftam ben yideim rishonim shayni. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan letano, silchei nokat, ein litois mikan ad emes v'yatzit. Vein tzorich lachzer elo la'emes, shapalsho shgura befit. So we have to figure out what Rashi is talking about. What is Rashi telling us? What's the story? And what's pshat in Rashi? So the Rashba learned pshat in Rashi, that Rashi learned as follows. A person is up to the middle of the third parsha. He started Laman Yirbu Yemeichem. He's up to Ba'osalam Tzitzis. And then all of a sudden a suffix falls into his mind. Did he say good at the beginning of the parsha? Did he skip some words? So all of a sudden he had a suffix. So Rabbi Yochanan told us, if this is the third parsha from Laman Yirbu Yemeichem, don't worry about it. This parsha, everyone says good. This parsha is Shkura Bepiv. We should call Oisa parsha Shkura Bepiv. Blehishmit Mimena Klum. You shouldn't worry about it. This parsha, everyone knows good. But if he finds himself in the middle of the other two parshas, and all of a sudden he has a suffix, did I say good, didn't I say good? You better start from the beginning. Because there could be you made a mistake. That's how the Rashba understood Pshat and Rashi. It's like a Meredek Chiddush. And the Rashba says he doesn't understand. He says, why is this parsha, the parsha of Tzitzis, more shogel than the first two parshas? If you would ask him, he would say, Fakert. Fakert, the first two parshas to say by day and by night. The third parsha in the Marove, they didn't say it by night. So the first two parshas, either you say it the same amount of time or you say it less, the third parsha. So therefore, the Rashba doesn't understand Rashi. The Shlema Mishnasai wants to say, it's a little a different pshat than Rashi. He wants to say as follows. He's after Laman Yirbu Yemeichem. Rashi says, Ein litois mikan ad emes v'yatzev. So he wants to say as follows, that the Shaila is, he said the parsha from Laman Yirbu Yemeichem, said the parsha of Tzitzis, and he said emes v'yatzev, and he's in the middle, he's up to Tzuri Yisrael. And then all of a sudden, it was nailed a suffix to him that he skipped some word someplace. That somehow the suffix became nailed, don't ask me, but he became nailed a suffix by him, he skipped some words. So now he has a suffix, where did he skip the words? Did he skip the words in the parsha of Tzitzis, or did he skip the words in the Yatzev Enochim? That's a suffix. Someone told him, he was listening to him, and he heard him skip a word. Where did I skip? Adus al-Hayrib Gedanken. Should be thankful I told you skipped. Well, come on, that was the story. So now he has to figure out where he skipped, by the parsha of Tzitzis to the Yatzev Enochim. So that, Rashi says, from Laman Yirbu, the parsha of Tzitzis is more shogel, that's the Chiddush of Rashi, is more shogel than the Yatzev Enochim. Why? Because the parsha of Tzitzis you say twice a day, and you hear it also when they landed in the Torah, when you mava sedra. And the Yatzev Enochim, you only say once a day. That's number one. And the Yatzev Enochim, he says, you should know, is very confusing. He says, you say, Emes Atu Rishin, Emes Atu Hashem, Emes Atu Odin Lamecha. There's so many Emeses, and all of a sudden, so there it's very easy to make a mistake. Tzitzis Epeses, Segeitza Chazoy. So that's how the Shlema Mishnasi wants to say Pshat and Rashi, that Al Kaponim, not Rashi is telling us a difference between the Parsha of Tzitzis and the first two parshas, the way the Rashba learned, Rashi is telling us a difference between the parsha of Tzitzis and the Yatzev Enochim. That's how he wants to say pshat in Rashi. Look the Mishnah. Ha'umnim kairin b'roi she'ilon u'b'roi she'anidvoch. Umnim can lain krishme even though they're on top of the tree, the type of a row of bricks, on top of a wall, they can learn Krishna. Ma she'einon rashoin lasis kein betfilah. But they're not allowed to daven shemin esre when they're in such a high matzit. Chosam potom mikrishma laila harishoina va'ad moitzoi shabbos im loy osa maise. We are speaking about a chosam that bestome was nichnas lechupe the way Chazal told us. Sulani says L'yem Arvi. So from L'yem Arvi till Meitzoy Shabbos, he's Torah B'machshavos Be'ilah, so therefore he's Potter to Lein Krishma. U'maise B'Rabban Gamliel, Shenosa Isha, V'koro Laila Rishayna. Rabban Gamliel got married, and he Lein Krishma the first night. Amr Lein Talmidov, Laila Matayno Rabbeinu Shachosan Pota Mikrishma. Then you tell us that Achosan is Pota. Amalahem Eini Shemeya Lachem Levatal Heimeni Malchus Shemayim Afilu Shoachas. Rashi Ha'umnim Shehem Asukim B'Malachton B'Roi Sha'ilon Oy B'Roi Sha'nidvoch V'Higia Zman Krishma. And it came the Zman Krishma Koirin L'Shom Miyad. They lain there Krishna. Nidvach binyin shel avonim kamay nidvachim the evan glow. Maratchai asks So Shvera Rashi, Nidvoch does not mean a binyan, it means a row. In that pasuk alone, it says there was a row of marble and there was a row of wood. Al Kaponim, that's how the Ritva says Pshat. Nidvoch means he was standing on one of the rows of the wall and he was building this wall. Masha'inam Rashoim Lasis came with Tfilah. Tfilah one is not allowed to stand on a high position. The Tzluse Rachmehi. Tzluse Tfilah is Rachmin. Oboi Kavone. Hilkach ein Mispalim Baroi She'ilon Baroi She'nidvoch. The Mistafi, because he's afraid. Dilma Nofli. Then Yechaylim Lamit Shom Ela Yedei Etchak. Because it's very difficult to stand there safely. Machmas be Yisusa, so since he's afraid, Leimotzi Mechavni can't be Mechavin Shemayna Esrei. Taisviz, Maisa Beram Gamliel, Shenosa Isha, Vekore Krishma, Balaila Rishayna. So Taisviz has Sakashe, Taisviz is saying the Teretz already. But Taisviz Kashe was, L'chayre, this is a Maisa Lister. The Mishnah started off by saying Chosn Potter Mikrish Malayla Rishayne, and then it says Omaisa Baram Gamliel Vekora Layla Rishayne. That is Taisvis Kashe. So before we come to Taisvis Teretz, let me tell you what Rabbi Kivegel says on Taisvis Kashe. Rabbi Kivegel says he doesn't understand Taisvis Kashe. Why? He says as follows. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says Achosn is Potter. What does the Maisa say? The Maisa says, I'm Gamliel lain Krishma. Now, if it says it, the Mishnah did not say one is not allowed to lain Krishma. That is grad the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, Chosn im Reitza likrish Krishma lai la rishen kairi. That's what the Tanakame. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel laime, lai kala reitza litol as Hashem yitol. And the next Mishnah we have, Amachloikis, is a Chosn permitted to lain Krishma. There's Amachloikis. Our mission is not speaking about if a chosn is permitted to lain Krishma. Our mission is speaking about is a chosn mechuyev to lain Krishma. So the Mishnah says chosn potter mikrishma. Rabbi Gamliel ma'ase shenosa isha v'kolo. Rabbi Gamliel lain Krishma. So this is a kasha. He is potter. He lain. This is a stira. This is a ma'ase lister. The ma'ase says he was potter. Omru loy talmidov oleili matano rabbeinu. Shechosn potter mikrishma. Fakir, the Baisa says also that Tamidim told him he's potter. Omar lehem, he didn't disagree with him. You're right, I'm talking potter, but I still want to learn Krishma. So Rabbi Kivegir says he doesn't understand what is bothering Taisvis. Where the kasha doesn't begin. There's no stira bechlau. Al kaponim, Taisvis somehow had a kasha. So Taisvis says the kamash melon in Godelu. The Mishnah is telling us, a godol ubeiteach ba'atmei sheyuchal lehiskaven, v'hu roi litel es Hashem arshus biyodai. So Al-Kaponim, the Mishnah is telling us, and this is the Hemshech, this Rabbi Kivegel explains, this is the Mishnah, this is the Hemshech with the next Mishnah. That if a person is a godol and is batuach, that he could be mechaven, and he falls into this category, so he's allowed to lain Krishma. What about a poshet a person? That's the machlekes tanoim in the next Mishnah. Chosn im rotzo likres krishma, he's allowed to, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he's not allowed to. Tano rabono. Omnim, olafisha in daitoi mi yusheb, so this goes on the Gemara. Tano rabono. Omnim kairin beroi she'ilon, o beroi she'anidvoch, ומספללים בראש הזייס ובראש התאינו. What does Rashi say? That they allowed, we hear in the Mishnah, they allowed to lain Krishma בראש אילן ובראש הנדבח. תפילה שמיין אסרי they're not allowed to because it's a dangerous position. And תפילה is רחמם. So therefore they're not allowed to. Aber umispalalim, they're allowed to daven shmein esrei b'roish hazayis b'roish hateinim. So Rashi says, bizman sha'oiskin bohen, that they shouldn't go up if they want to daven shmein esrei. That's not. They won't get closer to the Rebbeinu Shloim there. But if they're there already, and it came zman tefillah, so then they're allowed to daven over there. Why? Mipnei sha'anfeyem merubim. Because there are many branches, V'yecholim lamay tsham shaloi bedoichik, and they could stand there, not so dangerous on a zayis and a teine. V'ein sham pachad lipoil, v'fikach mispallim b'roisham. Avol b'shar ilonais ein mispallim. So Rashi seems to learn that the maile of a zayis and teine is because that's a more safe type of tree. The Rif brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi seems to hold a different reason. The Yerushalmi says, Lomoli Beroish HaZayis Beroish HaTayne. Why can the Umnim daven Beroish HaZayis Beroish HaTayne? So the Yerushalmi answers, Rab Abba and Rab Simin Tavayin Omrim Nesher Tirchoysom Merube. So the Rabbeinu Yoyne wants to say Pshat in this Yerushalmi, what does that mean, Sher Tirchoysom Merube? Shemibnei Sheyeshlem Hanofim Harbe Yoyser Mishar Ilonis. There's many branches. V'yesh toirach godel ba'aliyoson u'b'yiridoson. It's a big job to get up and to get down. V'yizbatlu mimleches balabayis. That means if you're going to tell them to go down, it's not like a fireman going down a fire pole. There's a lot of anofim over here. So this will take a tremendous amount of time. Think of the bitul melacha that's involved. They'll have to get down. It'll take 10 minutes to get down. And then they'll have to get up again after Shemay Nessel's another 10 minutes. The Yisbatlu Mimeleches Balabayis. Ulefichach Omru Sheyispalalu Lisham. So there, they were matter, Amir the Kipshat, that Yerushalmi says, that they were matter, Atfile Sheloi Bekavoni Kolkach, because of, there's a Amir the Keteirich, and there's a tremendous amount of Bittul Meloche. Avo Bishar Ilon is the Lekka Bittul Yerdu. So we have a machlokes, Rashi and the Rif pshat in this halachas. Ubal habayis, bein kach ubein kach, yoyred lemato umispalel, lefi shein daitoi miyusheves olot. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says like this. Bein kach ubein kach. Klaima, bein miteino, bein mishari lo nois, yoyred amispalo. So he goes down, the eini mishul bedlo meloche, shehu bershus atzme. He's a balabos, he's not working for anyone. Lefi shein daitoi miyusheves olo, mi basusoi. That because he's scared when he daven shmei nesre. Vim hikilu eitzei pa'alem ivnei bitul meloche, Vahikilu Eitzel Balabayis. So according to Rashi, this is very good, this halacha. That means according to Rashi, we could learn that Azayis and Tain, Rashi says, Amfeyim Erubim, V'choylem Lamit Shom Shaloi B'doichik, Rashi put it down thick. V'ein Shom Pachad Lipoil, so I would think it's Meiridik, Yana Azayis or a Tain, a person, there's no fear whatsoever. So why can't a balabos do it? So the Gemara says, no, fish ain't biting, you shevis a lot. That what they said, it's secure up there. You have to take that with a grain of salt. It ain't that to me, you shevis a lot. I said it only, it's called secure enough, taking into consideration the bitul meloch of the balabos. But the minute by a balabos, we don't take this into consideration. This is according to Rashi's pshat. According to the Rif, it's very modern. So is it necessary to say this? Ubalabayis benkach ubenkach yoyred lemato mispalo. Versteitzach. The whole het ulfishen batim yeshevis olav. L'cheir, according to the Rif, this is a very poshet aloche. The whole reason we were matter. A tein is that is better than another tree? The whole reason we were matar atayne is because since it involves 20 minutes bitul meloche, is so therefore they're meshubah to the balabos. 20 minutes is 20 minutes, so therefore they were meikul. Then it's a bissel interessant. And why did Why did the Baraisa have to tell us this din? Benkach or Benkach Yoyred Lamata. I mean, mechi teisi that he shouldn't have to go down. Lochere loitrashi, it's more meyushev than according to the Rif. The Rishash says he would like to say a different pshat than Rashi. He says something very interesting. He would say as follows. It says, ha'umnim koiren, b'roisha ilon, u'mespalolim b'roisha zayit, So we're saying we're differentiating between a umin and a balabos. According to Rashi, we're making a differentiation between a poyel and a balabos. You know the difference between an umin and a poyel? There's a meridic difference. A poyel means he's working for someone. So then, bitl meloche spielt a rolle. Listen, he's working. So he can't be frum now because it's bitl meloche. Gezel, as the Mesilas Yesharim says, just like a oilos possible if it's gozel. So you'll do a mitzvah through gzeilus man. It's also not choshev for the Rebbeinu Shlom. You're meshubit. There are choshev mishpadik shibudim that a poil has to his balabos. So therefore he can't do mitzvahs on the balabos's cheshbon. So in a gezel boila. No, chilek if it's Gezel's man or Gezel Chayfetz. So that's if we're making a difference between a poyel and a balabos. An umin does not mean he's working for someone. An umin means he's a professional. A balabos means he's not a professional, he's a balabos. So he says, he would say different shot in the Bereis. He would say that what the Bereis said, Achidish, mispalim b'roisha zayis b'roisha teine. You know who could daven b'roisha zayis b'roisha teina? A umin, a person, that's his business, he's a tree climber. So memele, he feels secure on the roish hazayis b'roisha teina. So therefore, Philly, he's on his own zayis and teina. But he's an umin. He could daven. A balabos, he's not an umin, he's an amateur. So then a roish hazayis a roish teina is also not sufficient. To be. So that's what it says. According to Rashi, we have to add a few words over here. We're missing a few words over here. According to the Rishash, it's very beautiful. We want to be mechalik between a umin, a professional, and a balabos. Taisus. Lefishen datayim yushevis olo. Vim taima tepek leimishum damrine la'er la'yamid odom b'mokim gavoya v'yispalo. Fakert, that one should not stand b'mokim gavoya v'yispalo. V'yishloim adohosom ma'iri al-gabi kisei o'yisafso. Avol b'ilom she'olo shom lasis melach te'havi k'moy aliyah. This is like he's a different level. He's on a different floor, so I'll... The gather of Mokim Gvoi, that's not considered a Mokim Gvoi. He's a different reshus. So therefore, the time is because he's not Mechab. Lomi lei Rav Mori berod bashmul lerove. Rav Mori, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, we'll see in Rashi, they were not miyaches Rav Mori to his father, because his father was a goy. So but he was akaponim, a son of Shmuel's daughter. So he asked Rava Ashaila, Tnan ha'umnim kairin b'roisha ilon u'b'roisha nidvach. And he understood pshat in the Mishnah that it means even while they are working. They're working, and they can continue their work while they are on b'roisha ilon b'roisha nidvach. Alma loy boy kavone. So it seems Krishna does not need kavone. Ramino aleski wa shaila. I learned takayre yeshma tzore shiachavenes liboy. Shenemar shma yisroel. Ulaholon uoyma haske su shma yisroel. So we make exere shove maloholon bahaskeis avkan bahaskeis. Naskeis me seems is a loshen kavone. So one should be mechaven b'shas kriyishma. So he asked Rove, so how are these umnim allowed to do work? They're not mechavim. Ishtik. It's a good kasha. He didn't know what to answer. Amalei midish mieloch. Did you hear a teret to the kasha? Baha? Amalei, he said, I did hear a teret. Hochi amar Rav Sheshes. Vuhu shebetelim emalachton. That you have to put on a hagoh on the Mishnah. That what it says, ha'umnim kairin b'roisha ilon, u'b'roisha nidvoch, means they're allowed to stand there, but they have to be mafsik from their work. Yeah. So he asked them, v'asanye, beis hillel oimrim, oiskin b'melachton v'kairin. That beis hillel says one is allowed to work, and afal pikein, he's allowed to learn Krishna while he's working. So the Gemara says, Loikashe. Ha bepeirik. Hey, hayrasai shalai bekdusha ave. The heroine was shalai bekdusha, and the father was megayim himself by the lady. Aber since b'shas heroine, he was a goy, lekach lehoi nikra shem aviv, so there's no yichis from him to his father. Tnan ha'umnim kairin b'roi she'ilot. Afilu bizman shehein asukin. It would seem they're allowed to be kair b'reishil, even though they're working then. Alme leiboi kavone. So he answered him, no. Shebeteilim imelachton v'kairim. No, they're not allowed to work then. Kadei shekairim b'kavone. Rashoin lehiboto imelachton. They don't have to go down. But they have to be mevatel b'meloche. And they're allowed to be mevatel b'meloche in order to be kair b'krishma. Perek Rishin, Parsha Shema, Boi Kavone. Let us see Toisvitz. Ha be Perek Rishin, Lav dav ke noka Perek Rishin, Vahayna libe de Rove, de Rove om ala el, Posek Rishin, Levad bohochi hilchese. Now let me explain to you what Toisvitz is asking. What Tosfos is answering, and we'll see there's a big machlokes harishonim on this nekude. We hear on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis a machlokes, a lot of machlokes in Tanoim, how the din kavone by Krishma, to where does it extend? We had Rabbi Kiva held kol aparshe kulo tzriche kavone. That's what Rabbi Kiva held. One has to be mechavan the whole parsha. Omer Rabbi Babachon, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, halachik Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Yochanan personally held that the parsha rishayna needs kavon. Fine. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Then later in the sugya we heard that Rabbi Meir said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ad kan tzricha kavonas aleiv divrei Rav Meir, Omar Rove halochi ke Rav Meir. So we have here a machlokes Rove and Rav Yochanan, how much needs kavone. Rav Yochanan paskens like Rav Akiva, the first parsha needs kavone, and Rove paskens like Rav Meir, that the first posik needs kavone. That is the sugya daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Now let's come back to our sugya. Mori asked Rava Ashaila, you have a problem over here. There was a teret that says that they're not allowed to do work when they're b'roi she'ilon, because they have to be mechavet. And then it says, the Mishnah says, Beis Hillel says, Beis Hillel says one is allowed to do work. That was the kasha. Yeah, one second. So he answered him, Ha b'peirik rishin, ha b'peirik sheni. So, L'chaire, Rove should not have agreed with this teret. Ha b'peirik rishin, ha b'peirik sheni. Rove holds that the din kavone is not by peirik rishin. This Rabbi Yochanan holds like that. So Taisvis learned, Lav Davke Noket Perik Aleph, the Ein Alibe the Rav. It seems Rav was masking with this Teretz. That means, in Mistome, this Teretz was said, Alibe the Rabbi Yochanan. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's the Chilik. But Lalocha, according to Rav, this is not the Chilik. So the Chilik is, I mean, this is a Teretz which will agree with Rabbi Yochanan. It doesn't agree with Rav. With Rav, the Chilik is, post-secretion, and that needs kavone, and the others don't need kavone. This is Shitas HaTaisa. Let us see the Rif. The Rif also had Taisa's kasha, and because of this kasha, the Rif had to say a different teretz. Oh. No, do. And the Rif, forget the Rif has a better gilsa than we have. The Rif brings down this Gemara, and the Rif says, and I've tested the Dafi Rif, and the Rif says, Amalei midi shmi aloch baha, Rav asked him, did you hear a teretz on this kasha? Amalei hochi omar Rav Yochanan, forget we have Rav Sheishes, which is, but he says, hochi omar Rav Yochanan, the Talem and Malachim the Kairim. Rabbi Yochanan said this teretz that you're not allowed to do melacha. So he said, "I've assigned you. You're allowed to do melacha. Can't be perik shein. Can't be perik rishin. Can't be perik shein." So the Rib says, "I peruke ledivir Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan said this teretz. Rabbi Yochanan could afford to say this teretz. The svirulei the boy kavone bekule perik rishin. Rabbi Yochanan holds that you need kavone the first perik. Avol Rove, how could Rove accept this teretz? So he says, Rove accepted this teretz because of a different lead. Lav mishum de boy kavone bekuli perik rishon, not because Rove holds you need kavone. Hu dama de mevatlim mimalachtam, elo mishum de loy leishvi lo aroi. There's a different reason. One doesn't need kavone. But if someone is doing something else, b'shas kriyeshma, so that's a zilzul in the krishma. Ki yodi garsinim b'yume b'peire kame, omar Rav Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marso mishmei derav, ha-koyre yeshma lo yirmoiz be'enov, lo yikroiz b'sfosov, lo yare b'etz bo'isov. ואומר רב אלעזר חיסמה בן חיסמה אומר הקרא שמע מרמז בעינו ומקריץ בספוסו ואומר רבי צבויסוף אולו והכוסו ואומר ולא יעיסי קרוס היק וקים לו בפרק ראשון הפושר אול רבון המשום דקמש ולא הרוי. So the Rif comes up now with a new halacha. There's kavone and there's aroi. Kavone one only needs by the first pasuk. If he's not mechaven, if he's daydreaming, who knew, he was yaitz already. But if he's doing something else, that is a zilzul in the kriyishma, and therefore one is not allowed to do anything by the first parsha. That is shita sarif. So according to the Rif, it's davke v'davke fill according to Rav. The Rabbeinu Yaina asks Akasha, if the Indian is it's a zilzul in kriyishma, so the Rabbeinu Yaina asks, so why by the second capital, why bevohoya you're not, if it's a zilzul in kriyishma, so why by the second perik there's no issa of koirin loyaroi? That's Rabbeinu Yaina's Akasha. So Rabbeinu Yaina answers, from here is a raya that the second parsha is ad rabbonon. We have a big machloikas apoiskim. So this was one of the rayas of the Rabbeinu Yoyim. The second parsha is the Rabbonon, so there's no Isser of Koyrin Aroi. The Rashba also brings down this kasha, and the Rashba wants to say a different teretz, that the Gemara darshan daf yud gimel amud beis v'hoyu advar malayla alev avecha, that the first parsha needs kavone. So even though we don't darshan the first parsha needs kavona alev avecha, but al koponim so much alev avecha you need sheyeh leiv noyach melis asek bedvorim acherim. The leiv al koponim should not be occupied to do something else. So the Rashba wants to say that it comes from a drosha. One is not allowed to do anything, b'shas the kriyas the first parsha, even though kavon is not necessary, but al the drosha of al levavecha. Tanu rabbona. Hapoyalim shoyoisim meloche eitzel balabais. Pa'alim which are doing meloche eitzel balabais. Koirin krishme. They lain krishme. Umevorchin lefoneo olacheo. Va'oichlin pitot. And they eat bread. Umevorchin. Seems the gesois over here. Va'oichlin pitot. Umevorchin or ein mevorchin. We'll see later lefoneo. Umevorchin lacheo. Or others say mevorchin lefoneo lacheo. They make a bracha rishayne, they bench, or mispalalin tfile shel shemayne yesrei, avol ein yerdim lifnei ateivet. But you can't make a minyan over there, to make a chazoras ashat, chapa reina kedushe, now, not on the balabosas cheshben, this is gezel. Ve'ein noisim kampeyim, yichak chapa reina duchenin, also not. That's what they're allowed to do. Vahasanye, so the Gemara asks, we learned another Baraisa that says, Me'ein Yudches. They don't even daven a complete Shemayin Esrei. They only daven Shloisha Rishaynis and Shloisha Achroinis, and then they say a condensed form of the Emtsois, of the Yudalev Brochus Emtsoim. Amar Avsheishis Otastir Loikash. Horam Gamliel Lo Rabbi Yeshua. There's a machlokes b'chlal later if one is mechuyev to daven 18 complete brachas or a condensed form. So the Gemara says, "I Rabbi Yeshua, if it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua, ma'ir ya payalim, afilu kol adam nami, everyone is permitted to daven a condensed form of Shemayin Esrei." The Gemara says a different verse. It matters how much salary these workers are getting. V'loy kash. Kan ba'oisin b'schoron. If they're getting paid for their work, so memele you daven a convention, my nesrei. Don't be a gazlan. He is paying you. You have to work for him. Kan ba'oisin b'sudoson. If the only thing they're getting a free meal. For a free meal, can sushen daven in a geherige shemay nesrei. Ba'osanye. Now the Gemara brings a bereise to. B'nei chuse araya that there's a difference what type of salary the workers are getting. Ha'payalim shoyu oisim melocha eitzel balabai. Koirin krishme umispalalin v'oichlin piton. Here we have a girse v'ein mevorchin lefonel, avo mevorchin lachel, and others are geiris, mevorchin lefonel lachel. Avo mevorchin lachel, let's see what the birchas amos in his shtayim. But the Birchas HaMozin is a condensed Birchas HaMozin. Keita, Brocha Rishoyne Kitikun, Azonas Oilom Boruch Ata Hashem Azonas Akil, Shnio, the second Brocha, Peseach BeBirchas HaOretz, Noida Lecho, VeKoylelin Boine Yerushalayim BeBirchas HaOretz. And you put in, you make the second and third Brocha together. Bameh Dvorim Amurim, when should they condense the Birchas HaMozin? Bo'oisin b'schorem. Avo'oisin b'sudosom. O'ishoye balabayis meisiv imoen mevolchin kitikuno. Then you bench a regular benching, a regular Birchas HaMozin. Rashi. Koirin eshma mevolchin lefoneo lachareo. Kitikuno v'chein bizman tfile. Avol ein yerdin lifnei ateva, einam rashoim li botol memelachtam v'leir lifnei ateva lasi shliach tzibol. To make a shliach tzibol one they're not allowed to do. Shiei shom bitol meloche yaisa midai. This is already a gezel zman of the balabos. That, you're meshubit to the balabos. So therefore, you should not make a hoiche shemin esru tashad. Me'ein shmeine esrei avineini ledas torochecho shekelu yudalof brochis, tomrocha achas, vegimul rishoinis, vegimul achoinis kilchosu. So the Gemara first wanted to say, Horam Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua. The Snan Beperit Tvilis HaShacha, Ram Gamliel Oime Bechol Yoim V'yoim Espal Ol Odom Yudches Brochis, Rabbi Yeshua Oime Me'ein Yudches. So the Gemara said, no, it matters how much they're getting paid. Oisim Bischoron, Shenoitlim Schar Pulosom, Levatsu Dosom. Besides the free meal they're getting paid also, Tzrichim Lemayer Amaloche. You're getting good schiris, so you mechuyim lemayr amaloche mispalle me'en yotches. Abul oisin besudason b'shvil achil levado. That's all what they're getting. Just getting a free meal. Mispalle lim yotches. Then they daven a complete shemay nesre. Vosanye b'nichuso d'yesh chilek bein oisin b'schoren lo oisin besudason. Ve'ein mevorchin lefoneho. So Rashi is geiris. It's a big machlokes harishonim. Birchas Hanenin, it's meiridik. The mitzi they don't make. How long does it take to make a mitzi already? Ein mevorchin lefoneho, she'eino min ha'toire. Other ain't from the beder. Other that's a raya, how much one should be makfid on the gezel of the balabos, or when they made a broch, it took, didn't go too quickly. But one of the two is a raya. Al koponim she'eino min ha'toire. Rabbi Yonason Zechayna Levroche asks before we learned that they say Krishma and Birchas Krishma. So he asks Birchas Krishma is also Adarabonon. So he wants to say it seems Birchas Krishma for some reason is more humble since it's Mekusha to Krishma, it has Dinim of Krishma. Al koponim, avu mevorchen lacher, shimen atayra, dechsi vachalto, vesavota, virachto. Vekoilun shnei broches ba'acha, shebirches haoretz, obingi Yerushalayim doimais. Taisvis, afilu kol odom nami, vim taimer sha kol odom rishu sopay alam choiva. What's the kasha, if this is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, so the Gemara asks, everyone is allowed to say a me'ein yudches, but that's a reshus. A poyel is a choy. The yeshleim and the pshita like even sheyocholay me'ein yudches. Ein ze shum chidush to mapei alim oimrim afilu lechatzilah. That doesn't even have to say this. It's understood. Now here we'll have amoyre diketaisvitz v'choysim bebirchas haoretz, and they make achsime bebirchas haoretz. So Taisvitz asks. Amayra de Kekashe, there's Birchas Hazon, Birchas Haoretz, and Baini Yerushalayim. The Gemara later, I think in the 7th Perek, learns out from Psukim that one has to make these three brachas. Frektaisvis, Afal Gav, the Midiyei Reise Hein. These three brachas are Midiyei Reise. So by making out of 3-2, you're oiker a mitzvah d'yeraise. So how can you do such a thing? So Taisva says, Yesh koyach b'yad chachomim laker dover min ha'teire hoyel utrudim b'melaches balabayis. The chachomim were oiker a mitzvah d'yeraise since the Torah b'melaches balabayis, they were oiker a mitzvah d'yeraise. Amayra dike chiddish. Rabbi Kevager and Gilin Hashas blies by a tzorich here. The Gemara says further in Daf Membov, Tei da dava hatoiva hameitiv lav di yereise. The Gemara says the Payalim don't say hatoiva hameitiv. They don't say the fourth broche. So arayet ad rabbonon. Shrei poyron oikrenoiso. The Payalim bachlal don't say the fourth broche. So according to Taisvis, they were oikir ad yereise. So what's the rayet ad toiva hameitiv is ad rabbonon? So Rabbi Kevager blies by a tzorich here. And the etzim ha'ore of Toisvis, the Magen Avraham in Simin Kuf Tzadik Aleph, Sivkotan Aleph wants to say, could be we don't have to say such a tremendous chiddush like Toisvis said. He says, therefore we darshan from the posik that there has to be mentioned Birchas Hazon, Birchas Ha'oretz, and Binyan Yerushalayim. That is true. But we don't need a besondere chassime for each one. Min ha-teire, if a person will make one broche, and he will mention all these three in yonim, he's also yaitze the diereise. He's yaitze the diereise with one broche that mentions all three. The Rabbonon were misakin that you should make different broches. So here, Letzeirech Payalim, they were makel. Al Koponim, we have here Amoyredike Machloikis. We have here Amoyredike Machloikis. If Minatayre Birchas Hamozain, one is Mechuyev to say three separate broches, or one is Mechuyev to mention in one broche these three inyonim. Machlokes Tosfos and the Mogen Avraham. We see this Machlokes is used legabi another Shaila. The halacha is that pas habo bekisnin, mezoinis, a person makes a mezoinis and he makes ala michya. If it's kevei asude, he benches. Now the Shaila is, this pas habo bekisnin, this pizza, is it bread? Is it not bread? You eat a ton of lokshin, you make an ala michya. You have three pizzas, you bench. So one slice of bread, you also bench. So is it bread or isn't it bread? What is it? So there's a machloikis. How do we understand this? So there's two ways to understand this. Others say as follows. If you weren't kaveya sude, so the whole bichas hamozen is at the rabbonon. You don't have to bench. V'chal to the sabota, not the sabota. So memele, the whole thing is at the rabbonon. So since this pas is not osui l'sviyeh, that means it's made only l'shem tainuk. So therefore, when the rabbonon said you make bichas hamozen on pas, you need a pas choshu. A pas she'enei choshu. They didn't say you should bench Birchas Hamozen. So Memele, last day we learned the whole thing is a Chumra Ba'omer, the whole Birchas Hamozen if you're not Tzaveya. So the whole Chumra was only, if it's a Pas Choshev, if it's not Osi L'Svi, it's Osi L'Tainik, you don't bench. That's one way to understand Pas Habo Bekisnim. Another way to understand Pas Habo Bekisnim is like this Mogen Avraham. He says, what's your problem? Min HaTorah you yaitze benching with Ala Michya. Because Ala Michya mentions these three in Yonim. You have over here Birchas Hazon, Birchas Otzon, Bin Yerushalayim. So you have your Dereise. So the whole thing is only at the Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon said you only make three brachas by a pas choshuv, by a pas she'ene choshuv. You don't make these three brachas. So Al Koponim, this Machloikis Tosfos and the Mogen Avraham is used legabi to understand the lomdus of Pas Habo Bekisnim. Now there's a Meira Dike Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi we're speaking about, and according to Tosfos will really appreciate the Yerushalmi. We're speaking about, it seems they were afraid of the Bittul Meloche for this Balabos. He's giving them money. So they said they should not bench the complete Birchas Hamozen because of Bittul Meloche. So the Yerushalmi asks, so I have an Eitzer. Let them, we were thinking of this Eitzer. Let them bench and work. Vos kemen nish bashtein. Kavoni Krishma needs Kavoni. He was speaking about, let them bench, and after the first broche, you want them to start working. After the first broche, they'll sit down by a zonah sakel, and by noidaloch already, they'll be working and benching. How many people don't do such things? So memeila, so you'll accomplish two things. You have to be oikar at the reise according to Tosfos. You are oikar mitzvah the reise. Let them be mekayim the mitzvahs, they won't. Then the time is a zolche hoiche kavonis. So the Yerushalmi brings a raya from this, osa lasais meloche bo'oidei mevoch. That you're not allowed to do. When one is saying a broche, one is not allowed to do anything. Dim loy ken gam apayalim avloy lavoich velasis meloche. El de mutter vle dalek broche mi lasis meloche ba oidem mevorech. This is a Yerushalmi. And the Mogen Avraham says, v'nira li Dafile tashmish kal also. When one is making a broche, don't do anything. That's the raya from this Mishnah.